This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Operation Sindoor showcased India's indigenous defense capabilities and the strength to make of India to the world. He's speaking after inaugurating and laying the inauguration and the foundation stone for the 15 mega development projects worth around 47,600 crore rupees in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh yesterday.
Operation Sindoor mein दुनिया ने भारत के स्वदेशी हथियारों और मेक इन इंडिया की ताकत भी देखी है। हमारे ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल ने दुश्मन के घर में घुसकर तबाही मचाई। जहां टारगेट तय किया वहां धमाके किए। ये ताकत हमें आत्मनिर्भर भारत के संकल्प से मिली है।
Mr. Modi also flagged off Kanpur Metro's new corridor between Chuniganj and Nayaganj. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that the entire world witnessed the anger and pain of the daughters in the form of Operation Sindoor that India completely destroyed several terror hubs in Pakistan. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 48,000 crore rupees in Rohtas district of Bihar. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has warned that if Pakistan carries out any terrorist act against India, it will have to face the consequences and suffer defeat. He said India will not hesitate and will use every method to root out the menace of terrorism. Mr. Singh was addressing the officers and the sailors on board India's first indigenous aircraft carrier, INS Vikrant, off the Goa coast yesterday. The defense minister said that the Operation Sindoor is not just a military action, but India's frontal assault against terrorism.
मैं बात फिर से बेहद दृढ़ता से कहना चाहता हूँ कि ऑपरेशन सिंदूर अभी खत्म नहीं हुआ है वह सिर्फ एक विराम है एक कामा है एक चेतावनी है यदि पाकिस्तान ने फिर वही गलती की तो भारत का उत्तर और भी कठोर होगा और इस बार उसे संभलने का मौका भी नहीं मिलेगा
The Union Home Minister Amit Shah announced a special relief package for the line of control residents of Jammu and Kashmir affected by recent shelling from Pakistan. The Home Minister said in addition to the existing 90,000 underground bunkers, additional steps will be taken to strengthen the safety and the support of the border communities. He assured that the central government will provide all possible support to the victims' families. The country's real gross domestic product is estimated to grow by 6.5% in the financial year 2024-25. According to the statistics and the Program Implementation Ministry, the real GDP has been estimated to grow by 7.4% in the last quarter of the financial year 2024-25. Nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 9.8% in the financial year 2024-25. Russia has dismissed the recent Pakistani media reports as fake, which claim that Moscow is expanding economic ties with Islamabad. Moscow firmly denied any signed multi-billion dollar deal, accusing the elements in Pakistan of trying to disrupt the strong India-Russia strategic partnership, especially after India's recent Operation Sindoor targeting the terror camps in Pakistan on POK. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians secured their spot in Qualifier 2 by defeating Gujarat Titans by 20 runs in the eliminator clash at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh last night. Opting to bat first, Mumbai Indians posted a daunting total of 228 for 5 in their stipulated 20 overs. In reply, chasing 229, Gujarat Titans managed just 208 of 8, falling 20 runs short of the target. With this victory, Mumbai Indians advanced to Qualifier 2, keeping their hopes alive for a record-extending 7th IPL title. On the other hand, Gujarat Titans bow out of this tournament after a spirited performance. In French Open men's, India's Yuki Brahmi and his American partner Robert advanced to the third round of thrilling three-set victory over the seventh seeds Nicola in American-Croatian pair. And that is the end of this news bulletin.